In an effort to gain a better understanding of the pathogenicity of Actinobacillus suis in pigs, scientists are sequencing the genomes of the bacteria. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Actinobacillus suis is commonly found in the upper respiratory tract of pigs, but in some cases it will result in symptoms ranging from coughing and difficulty breathing to fever, lameness, and even sudden death. To gain a better understanding of the bacteria, scientists have been sequencing 8 suis isolates obtained from clinical cases in Western Canada and are building a database. Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University, says the creation of a database on the whole genome of A. suis will assist in the response to new outbreaks.
A. suis from healthy and diseased pigs are very similar. There isn't a lot of differences when it comes to the things they do when alive. So when we have them in the lab alive on a plate, we don't see a lot of differences between A. suis from healthy and diseased pigs. But once we have the genome sequence, we can really start breaking them apart and showing that there are specific genes that seem to be associated with those that cause disease versus those that did not cause disease. This, of course, is just a preliminary assessment. Like now, as we gather more data, we'll be able to hopefully investigate a little bit further what are the critical factors that make A. suis cause disease in pigs, because at this point they are unknown. So over the years, we believe we'll build on this database and we'll be able to bring it back into the research lab and investigate those critical factors that lead to disease.
Dr. Costa says diagnosticians will be able to refer to this database and hopefully develop more efficient treatment plans to deal with outbreaks, and researchers will be able to use the information to identify the critical genes associated with the disease. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.